negative or not spoken, but that is also limited. So, through the magazine, through books, one can bring this thing very far away. So many things. And this is good someone, so many people. And this is a person who is again and again, he is writing in so many different ways. So, he's got brothers in his magazine that we have to focus on these things. Wherever Antarashtrik Math is favorable for Bhagavat Math, over there we will accept Antarashtrik Math also. But wherever it will be a disturbance for Bhagavat Math, at that time we will not hesitate at all to give it up. Antarashtrik Math can be given up at any time whenever it is not cooperative with Bhagavat Math. This is what Param Gurudev has written very clearly. So one another example also. That the time when devotees were building Yogpeeth Math, Yogpeeth Temple, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance place. And there was a devotee whose name was Sakhi Charan Babu, who was donating everything for the temple. And he has given like free hand to the devotee. That you can build this temple in whatever way you people want. Whatever plan you will make for this temple, I have no objection at all. Does not matter how much money you spend, I will pay every single paisa. I will never ask that, oh, why you people are making such a big plan for this temple. You can go as far as you can go. So this is what Sakhi Charan Babu gave like assurance. But when Srila Prabhupada saw that the devotees who were involved in this construction, they were making like very solid plans that how much cement should get used, what type of brick should get used, and this and that. At that time, one day, Srila Prabhupada said, oh, don't use so much cement. Don't make it such a heavy structure. So we should make in a simple way. So the devotees asked that, why it is like that, Prabhupada? Sakhi Charan Babu is very liberal, and he is given a full assurance that whatever we do, he will not mind. So we should, once we are making, we should make it very strong. Srila Prabhupada said that, oh, he is paying us now for making the temple, but the time when we will be in need to break this temple for preaching, to sell the bricks, to sell other things, it will charge so much labor. So at that time, who will pay the money? So we have to make in such a way that whenever it is needed, very easily we can break it and sell the bricks and go for preaching. So Param Gurudev is saying, by this also, we can see he did not allow devotees to make this Yogpeeth temple in a very big way. Why? Because its main focus was on prachar. I was reading in Gaudiya, at one another place, Prabhupada is saying very clearly to the devotees. There is like one devotee who came with so much collection, going for preaching 1 month, 1.5 months, and when he came to Srila Prabhupada, he was having very big donation with him. And he asked Srila Prabhupada that I just want to inform you that I have so much collection. But I think we should keep it for making one big temple. For making one big temple, we should save this money instead of spending it. Srila Prabhupada said that, oh, when so much money comes, then a desire comes in the mind that I want to become Mathacharya. Means, say, making a temple and become the president of that mud. But what my thought is always that whatever money comes, spend in preaching and even require, borrow money for preaching. Then more and more enthusiasm will come that, oh, I have borrowed this money from somebody, I have to pay this for. Instead of keeping money and saving it, it is better to spend it immediately for preaching, not keeping anything with you. So this, all these things, what it shows, Param Gurudev is remarking at different places, all these things, that we have to pay much more attention that Srila Prabhupada Mano Dishtriyata to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with it, as much as possible far away, like length and breadth of the world, wherever it is required, it should be preached without any hesitation. But, they are writing different things, he says, but our prachar should be followed by achar. Means, when we are going to preach all these things, it should not be that we are just preaching. We should follow all these things in our heart also, with great sincerity. That okay, if this is the Vichardhara of Srila Prabhupada, of Param Gurudev, then what is our duty? That we should also follow in the same way. This is what Gurudev was also again like emphasizing. So in this first letter, he is writing, whenever he is addressing Srila Prabhupada, he is addressing Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu before Srila Prabhupada. Like, there are four articles which I read myself. In all the four articles, wherever Param Gurudev is praying for Srila Prabhupada, at the same time he is praying for Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu also. At one place he is saying that for Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, O Srila Prabhupada, two of you are the savior, or two of you are, aap dono hi mere par jeevan ke kandari. Kandari means like a boatman who takes a person across the river. So Param Gurudev is saying that, O Srila Prabhupada, O Srila Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, you are like the boatman for my next life. I don't know anybody else that who will take care of me, on except two of you. So in this way, Param Gurudev is glorifying Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu so much. So what he says about him, we will read. Param Gurudev is speaking about Srila Prabhupada, he is writing and glorifying Srila Prabhupada, but how in between he is mentioning about Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, this we will see now. So first he is explaining, Jahar Aprapit Dalit Lavanya Murti Prarthi Yavake Sandarji Ke Lajjit Koriya Che. Srila Prabhupada, Param Gurudev is saying that for me, a person who is Vishai Dhurandar. Vishai Dhurandar means, like there are so many Vishais in this material world who are always engaged in the Vishaya, the sense objects, materials of this material world. But Param Gurudev is addressing himself as Vishai Dhurandar. Vishai Dhurandar means the topmost Vishai. Nobody can even come close, even if they are like very big Vishais, cannot even come close to me. I am such a big Vishai Dhurandar. So even a person like me was also got so much attracted just by seeing the transcendental, charming deity of Srila Prabhupada. That by seeing that deity, Avishai Dhurandar like me has also given up all kind of wishes. That deity was so charming. reality सौंदर्य के लज्जित हो जाते एंड देयर वर सो मेनी ऑब्जेक्ट्स इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड बाय विच आई वॉज अट्रैक्टेड विच वर वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एंड आई वॉज ऑलवेज अट्रैक्टेड टूवर्ड देम बट बाय सीइंग द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्यूटी ऑफ माई गुरु पाथ बॉडी ऑल दोज थिंग्स बिकेम लाइक इनसिग्निफिकेंट फॉर मी and the only object which became very prominent in my life was Srila Prabhupada. Jar Vidai Siddhant Virodh Khandane Pachan Apeksha Kathor Hoyleo Jinikar or Samanya Silva Chakra Sandarshan Korile Pachyan Anandit Hoyten. Even though Srila Prabhupada, he was like a thunderbolt for those who were not following the vichara of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami properly, or those who were not having proper understanding of Gaudiya Siddhanta or Vaishnava Siddhanta. For them, even though he was much more harder than the thunderbolt, but at the same time, I have seen in his life that just by seeing someone little bit of behavior for doing service of Hari Guru and Vaishnava with a little sincerity, or I have seen this personality that Atyant Anandi Bhajan. He used to become very, very pleased and happy just by seeing a sincere endeavor of somebody trying to do little bit service for Hari Guru and Vaishnava. যিনি অল্প সেবা বহু পরিমাণে বৈষ্ণবের এই মহান গুণের প্রধান প্রতিমূর্তি করে বৈষ্ণব কোয়ালিটি উইথ ইস মেনশন বাই শ্রীলক্ষ্মীনাথ কবিরাজ গোস্বামী অল্প সেবা বহু পরিমাণে মিন্স ইফ সামবডি হেল্প দেম ইন সার্ভিং হরি গুরু এন্ড বৈষ্ণব ইভেন আ লিটল বিট they become like pleased and feel indebted to this person. This is the quality of a Vaishnava explained by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So Param Gurudev is saying Srila Prabhupada was the embodiment of this quality of Vaishnava explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Jini amader ati alpa seva dekhiya tatoi na prashansha koriyachen. Even though I have seen that if I used to perform little bit service for his happiness, just by seeing this, how much pleased he used to be, how much he used to glorify me, and used to have such a wonderful glance toward me, that I don't forget that at all. Tini abar samanya truti dekhiya প্রভুর হিত তথা পূর্ণ অমৃত তুল্য গালি বর্ষণ করিয়াছেন। আই এম আ পার্সন ইভেন দো শিল প্রভুপাদ ইউজ টু কল লাইক উই হিয়ার এট অ্যানাদার প্লেস টু ইচ অ্যান্ড এভরি ডিসাইপল জাস্ট বাই কলিং দেম আপ উইথ আ ভেরি রেসপেক্টফুল ওয়ে হি ইউজ টু অ্যাড্রেস দেম নেভার এভার লাইক বিকামিং ফ্রেন্ডলি or never ever saying that, oh, like you are my disciple and I can call you in whatever way. Always used to call as like somebody like we see in writing, Sriman, or addressing with Prabhu. Never ever calling somebody like, oh, Radharaman, not like this. Oh, Sriman, Radharaman, Prabhu, like this. Srila Prabhupada used to call everybody. But then Param Gurudev is saying that if I he used to call Param Gurudev as Swami or Narayana Seva Vigraha Prabhu also. Only one or two devotees, Srila Prabhupada used to call like a very like affectionate and pet person, without any hesitation, without any like externally respect with his aap or any other word. So Param Gurudev is saying that even the time came when I made some mistake in the service, at that time, like first time, when I used to little bit service, at that time I have seen how much place Srila Prabhupada used to do. And then next line he says, on the other side, Samanya Truti Dekhiya, if I had made any little bit of mistake, at that time, Prabhu Hit Kata Pura, Amul Tulya Gali Vashan Kodya Dekhiya. That he used to, Gali Kodya Pura, that word. Gali Kodya Pura, abuse. He used to abuse me. Like gali dena means gali is not a good word. It is having like a negative sense. Can say like you have made some mistake. Then I say, oh Prabhu, please, why you are doing like this? This is like a simple way of speaking. But on another side, like you say that, oh, are you blind? Kya andhe hai? So this is one way to say. And then there is another way, oh, don't you see? Like instead of saying that you are blind, we are saying that, oh, don't you see that what you have done or what you are doing? So in the same way, Param Gurudev is saying that Srila Prabhupada used to chastise, in how he used to chastise, Amrit Tulya Gali. He used to say, like Gali, he used to abuse, but how he used to abuse those words of like with which he used to abuse, those words were also like Amrit Tulya, like nectar. For which so many devotees always used to pray that, oh, Srila Prabhupada is always so much respectful. Even though we are his disciples, but still, never ever we see that he is chastising us. He is going to chastise, he is his disciple Guru. Guru means Shashan Karta, who is always doing Shashan. Shashan Kutya Bodha. Chastising or Shashan is always keeping it under his control. But Srila Prabhupada is never doing with us. So they always used to pray. But Srila Prabhupada is saying that I was a person to whom he used to chastise also. But those words of chastisement, of abuse, also used to feel like it's like Amrit Tulya, nectar. Such a personality he was. Jini Sahar Antarang Vishram Sevak Param Pujyapad Shriman Nar Hari Brahmachari Seva Vigraha Prabhu Ke Prapt Hoya Sahar Priyatam Akar Mataraj Sri Chaitanya Matir Yavatiye Seva Bhar Samarpan Koriya Nishchinte O Maha Anande Durati Dur Deshe Avasthan Korite Bindu Mata Buddha Bodh Karenai Sahara Ubhay. And again, now Param Gurudev is saying that Srila Prabhupada Sahar Antarang Vishram Sevak, that he is addressing Narhari Seva Vigraha Prabhu as like, oh Narhari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, you are Vishram Sevak of Srila Prabhupada. Vishram Sevak means a sevak, a servant who does service to his worshipable deity without any notice or without indication even. Can say like Prabhupada, or we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Krishna, that before any desire appears in his heart, that desire was fulfilled by Srimati Radhika and the Gopis. Is it clear what I'm saying? So in the same way, Vishrama Sevak means a sevak who without, like Gurudev, there is no need for Guru to tell directly that, oh, go and do this. A disciple who fulfills everything, whatever even comes in Gurudev's heart, or maybe have not manifested it even in the heart yet, that thing is also being fulfilled by a person. That person is called Vishrama Sevak. So Param Gurudev has addressed Narhari Seva Vigraha Prabhu as Vishrama Sevak. Not only Vishrama Sevak, then he says Antaranga Vishrama Sevak. Antaranga means, can say like each and every person is having right to think anything or desire anything or to go for service and perform this service. But it may not be giving pleasure to Guru. can say like Vishrama Devak means God. A desire came in your heart which has not even manifested in your Gurudev's heart yet. But then you will be known as Antaranga Vishrama Devak when by seeing that service attitude of yours, your Gurudev also become very pleased. Sometimes devotees, they do something which Srila Gurudev just rejected, I don't want this. So even though they have done without like getting order from Srila Gurudev, but that service or that sevak will not known as Antaranga Vishrama Sevak. Antaranga Vishrama Sevak means who does everything favorable. By seeing whose all activities and things Guru becomes very pleased and thinks that, oh, why we have not done this before? Oh, wonderful thing you have done in such a way to accept everyone's service. That person is known as Antaranga Sevak. So Param Guru Dev is saying that Dini Sahar Antaranga Vishrama Sevak Param Pujya Pad Srimad Narahari Sevak, that oh, a personality like Srila Prabhupada, when he received a Antaranga Vishrama Sevak Narahari Sevak Vigraha Prabhu, he used to become very much confident and relaxed, and he like Akar Matra Sri Chaitanya Matra, he used to give all the responsibilities on the shoulder of Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu and used to go anywhere and everywhere without any hesitation. Like without any thinking that, oh, if I will not be here, so who will manage all these things in the mud? Publication, devotees, Harikatha, Arati, or whatsoever services in the temple, who will manage? This was not like Prabhupada never used to get worried about this. And he used to leave everything for Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu. So Param Guru Dev is writing in next article that after Srila Prabhupada left from this material world, a new person with whom I always used to feel that Srila Prabhupada has never left from this world was Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu. He is saying that, oh Narahari Thakur, just by staying with you, I never ever felt any kind of abhav of emotion. I am lacking something, like I am missing something. By staying with you, wherever I stayed with you, I never ever felt, even after Srila Prabhupada disappeared, I never felt that he is disappeared. By your association, I always used to feel that I am with Srila Prabhupada, he is with us. And even though we left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we are just staying by ourselves in Chinchura or in Devanand Gaudiya Math Navadvip, for like almost Param Gurudev was there for 18-19 years in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, continuously from 1919 up to 1938. He was 19 years almost he was there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time. But when he left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time he is also saying that, oh Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, just by staying with you, I never ever felt that I am not in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I always felt that I am in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But now that you have also left me, by seeing me, that oh, Srila Prabhupada tried so much to rectify this person. And I also tried so much to rectify this person. But this person is not at all coming in control and not trying to follow the proper path of bhakti. By seeing this kind of situation of mind, you have left this world also. By feeling disappointed at all, we are unable to bring this person out of vicious. That's why you have left this world. Like in such a humility, in such a great like deep separation when he felt from Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, he's saying like, after Prabhupada, this thing I never felt that I am without Prabhupada. Even after leaving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I never felt that I have left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when you left this material world, when you left me, then I am feeling that Prabhupada has left me. Then I am feeling you have left me. Then I am feeling I am not in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am somewhere where there is nobody who can give or take care of. This is what you say here. That, आज सहारा उभय माद्री सुधृणी पतम अदबे संग अत्यंत विश्वत मने कोरिया एमन जैसे चोरिया गेलें जे सहारे संधान पाओ आओ हमार पक्ष दू साधे that the time has come now when I am feeling that both of you Prabhupada as well as Narayana Vadeja Prabhu both of you उभय both of you माद्री सुधृणी A person drinking for the world. Hateful and disciple. I am Patit. Like a dead animal or like just disgusted just by seeing my situation from in the way speaking one by one, one, two and three, three things. Disgusting and like person like disgusting like me, Patit means fallen and other means wretched. So, by saying that I am this kind of person, Sang Atyant Vishwat Manikorya, that's why you people thought that, oh, he's just by staying with him, is like always drinking poison. Vishwat Manikorya, Mere Sang ko Vishwat Man Karche, Vishwat ke jaisa Man Karche. That at staying with him, associating with him, or giving him association, is like always drinking more and more poison. So by thinking like this, you people have gone in such a place, even Deshe Cholya Gelenge, that where even though I try for 1000 lifetimes, but I will not be able to reach there. You people have just gone to a place that, we want to get rid of this person completely. We have tried our level best. But he is not coming out from his situation at all. By considering like this, by considering that association of mine is very, very like like completely given, give it up. So that's why you people, without any notice, without telling me that where you people are going, you have gone into such a place, at which place, even if I try my level best to find you out, maybe 1000 lives will pass, but I will not be able to. Sanghan Pava Dutta Te. It will be almost next to impossible to even know where you are. Still, of coming to you, meeting with you, associating with you, or asking for any kind of forgiveness, or asking that please give me some more chance, now has become very difficult to express anything to you. O Narhari Singh Vishwa Prabhu, this Da, Narhari Da, Da word is used in Bengali for elder brother. So that's why I say, Hey Narhari Da, Aapni Sakal Nikat, Nikat Thakur Mahashay Bolya Parishit. Even Srila Prabhupada, he used to call you Narhari Prabhu. He used to call you Thakur Mahashay. Means it's like a very affectionate as well as at the same time very very like this word can be used only for those with whom one is having like very great affection, not for everybody. Like if you love some person so much love, then and only then this thing can be said. So, for you used to be called, Srila Prabhupada used to call you with this name, Thakur Mahashay. Aapna Sumanya Sridham Grahan Karamasai. What is it called?
What is think of your association? What is think of hearing some instructions from you time to time? Even Apnar Sumangal Sri Nam Granth. What kind of name is this? Thakur Mahachai? Sumangal Nam. Sumangal means just by uttering this name, all auspicious has come. Apnar Sumangal Sri Nam Granth Karamatri. Apnar Sevar Narantar Dir Kata Sakaleri Smaran Pate Asya Pade. Just by remembering this name, Narhari Da or Thakur Mahachai. Just by uttering this name, seems like all auspiciousness is coming to me. And just by remembering this name, our desire always manifests in the heart that, oh, how this personality was always unadulterated service. Narantar Ji, may I not let you?
No.
Continuous service, like without any break. That is because you always used to do this kind of lecture. Gurudev used to explain Sain Dharavat. Sain Dharavat means like the stream of oil. If you pour oil, it don't break in between, like water. It goes continuous. Or honey. If you take honey, then it goes not break. It goes all the way down. So in the same way, Narantar Ji Mahi. Your service was always uninterrupted, continuous. So just by remembering your name, uttering your name, a desire always manifests in the heart that, oh, one should not bring any kind of break in the service of Srila Prabhupada. This always comes in the mind. Apni Swayami. Srila Prabhupada is Kiratam Sri Chaitanya Mahat Swarup. So, Param Gurudev is saying that we know Chaitanya Mahat, the Mahat of Srila Prabhupada, in which there is like Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir, then there is Prabhupada's Samadhi, then there are deities which are established by Srila Prabhupada, Sriman Mahaprabhu and Radha Madhav. And then there are the deities of four acharyas. Gosha Sadar Babaji Maharaj Samadhi is also there. But then four acharyas also. Srila Madhva Charya, Srila Ramanuja Charya, Sri Vishnu Swami and Sri Nirmaditya. These four deities are also there. At the same time, Giriraj Govardhan. And then Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is also there. Along with that, our press publication department, a press which used to run in Sri Mayapur is also there. So all these things are there in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the devotees of Srila Prabhupada, they always used to say that Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his Navdeep Dham Mahatme, Parikrama Khand, he has forecasted that soon there will be a place in Sri Chaitanya in Mayapur which will be called Adbhut Mandir. Adbhut Mandir means a wonderful or miraculous temple will be there soon in Sri Chaitanya in Mayapur. So all the devotees used to call this mutt established by Srila Prabhupada, where there are all the four Sattvata Acharyas are there, where the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fully expressed, even just like, even geographically. Giriraj Govardhan is there, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund is there, and Brihad Mridanga Seva is going on, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these things, and the temple room, the Natya Mandir, was called Avidya Haran Natya Mandir, a place where all the ignorance of one person gets like away. So this is Avidya Haran, Natya Mandir is also there. So all these things, the Bhavishyavani of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the forecasting of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came through with this Akar Matraj, established by Srila Prabhupada. But for me, I just see the four cards of Srila Prabhupada, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur has come through the temple which was established by Srila Prabhupada. Is fully illuminating only in your character, not in anyone's character. Follow what like the main like theme of Srila Param Gurudev is that Apni Swayami, even though we are physically, externally, not present in Sri Chaitanya Math, but just by your presence, I can always feel that you are the embodiment of Chaitanya Math. You are the embodiment of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Gorkha. Therefore, Adbhut Mandir will come. Like we hear this word, I think we are more like used to hear this word, Salant Mridanga. Salant Sadhu, Prabhupada used to use this word also. Salant Sadhu means there is temple which is existing at one place, deities are there and everything is there. But then, Prabhupada is used to say Salant Sadhu means all your children. Like movable sadhu, like movable van, movable temple. So, Param Gurudev is saying that, oh Nara Riseva Vidura Prabhu, you are movable, like Chaitanya Math. You are the embodiment of Chaitanya Math. This is what Param Gurudev is speaking. Apni Swayami, yourself, Srila Prabhupada is Priyatam. Srila Prabhupada was having so many Math. In Bagojar, Gaudiamath, Calcutta, Mumbai, Delhi, Madras, so many places, he was having so many Math. But Srila Prabhupada is Priyatam. What was the topmost, like dearmost Math of Srila Prabhupada? Was that was Sri Chaitanya Math. Prabhupada is Priyatam, Sri Chaitanya Math Suru. You are the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Math, which was the dearmost Math of Srila Prabhupada. In this one, another thing comes in the mind just by hearing this, that even though there were like so many devotees of yours who were going out preaching and doing so many different things, they were also dear to Srila Prabhupada, but you are dear more. Like there were so many Math which were dear to Srila Prabhupada, but then Chaitanya Math was the topmost, dearmost place of Srila Prabhupada. So in the same way, our dearmost devotee of Srila Prabhupada is you. This is what my personal conviction is. In this way, Param Gurudev is speaking about this. And then he is saying, Apni Aparod Parmanand Swarupe. At one place, Param Gurudev is writing that who you are Ajat Shatru. Ajat Shatru means this word is been used for Yudhishthir Maharaj in Mahabharata. That Yudhishthir Maharaj is Ajat Shatru. Ajat Shatru means a person who is having no enemy from their birth. Ajat Shatru. Ajat means the time when you took birth in this world. From that time onwards, up to the time one lives in this world, is having no enemy at all. Ajat Shatru. So this word is being used by Param Gurudev for Nar Hari Seva Vidura Prabhu. That oh, you are Ajat Shatru. But what does it mean that Yudhishthir Maharaj was having no enemy? Yudhishthir Maharaj was having enemy. Duryodhana, the biggest enemy. Then so many others in the opposite, like forward party, so many people were there, those who wanted to kill Yudhishthir Maharaj. But even though they used to think that Yudhishthir Maharaj is their enemy, but Ajat Shatru means a person, even though a person is thinking that he is our enemy, doing something wrong to him, but this person himself never ever thinks that somebody can do any harm to him. Somebody can do any enmity to him. It is never possible. This is what their conviction is. Why? Because they are fully like surrender at the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And if somebody do something wrong for them, then they never blame that person. They blame that, oh, this is my own prarabdha karma. That's why this thing has come to me. this kind of mentality a person is having, that person is known as Ajata Shatru. So in the same way, Param Gurudev is saying that Parmananda is Seva Vigraha Prabhu, you are Ajata Shatru. Akarod Parmananda Swarupe. Akarod Parmananda. For whom this adjective is been used? This adjective is been used by for Nityananda Prabhu. We know this one kirtan. Akarod Parmananda Nityananda Rai. Abhiman Sunya Nitai Nagare Vilai. That Akarod means a person who is never ever come under the control of any kind of anger. Akarod. Paramananda, who is always immersed in Param Ananda, topmost bliss. So Param Gurudev is saying, Akarod Paramananda. By becoming, by adopting this proper conduct of Mahajan, they were adarsh rakshya diya chhe. The kind of, main bol raha hindi english mein bol raha jo adarsh aap rakh rahe the ideal you have kept by your own life conduct, the ideal you have kept with your own conduct, that how one should serve their guru, how one should fulfill the topmost desire of their guru's heart, you have kept this through your ideal. So Sai Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti ekmatra lakshya, the society which has been established by me, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, the only aim and objective of this society is to follow the footsteps, but you, the ideas which you have kept, which you have made in your life. This is what is the topmost objective of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, to teach to the whole world that how one should be. Akarod Parmanam, then Ajat Chatru, and at the same time Narantariya Sevamai, continuous service for the pleasure of Hari Guru and Vaishnava. The example which you have set through yourself, that is the Samiti ekmatra lakshya, aim and objective of our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Apni apnar abhishek Shri Gaudiya Prabhu Seva Darshan Koriya Amade Prati Kripala Karuna. Srila Prabhupada, Samvad Patra Gulli ke Vaikunth Varta Va Boliya Akhya Diya Chen, Vaikunth Vaite Purva Acharya Varg Apnar Nikat Jesam Samvad Marche Preran Kori Chen, Sai Apnar Priye Patr Gulite Prakashit Hoito Boliya Ova Vaikunth Varta Va. That today, I am going to start this Gaudiya Patrika for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, and to establish the aim and objective of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti according to your ideals. We are just going to start this Gaudiya Patrika. Srila Prabhupada is addressing to Prabhupada as well as to Narayana Seva Vigraha Prabhu, that you used to call your publication as Vaikunth Varta. Why? Because your Guru Varga, they used to send message from Vaikunth Varta. Vaikunth Varta means the discussion of Vaikunth. So how one can know the discussion of Vaikunth, that what is going in Vaikunth, what's happening there, and what Krishna is doing, what is Ashoka doing, how they are serving. How a person in this material world can know all these things, unless and until somebody from there can give this message. So Param Gurudev is saying that, oh Prabhupada, you used to call your publication as Vaikunth Varta. Why? Because you used to receive so many messages from there. And after receiving messages from there, you just used to write and give to us for the welfare of the whole world. So in the same way, today, I am also going to start this Gaudiya Patrika, but from where I will get the message.
because you had contact, you are qualified, and your guru and master were very pleased with you. That's why they were doing this for you. They were giving all the messages to you. But who will be there?
Who will be taking care of me and giving messages? I don't see anybody else except Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu and yourself. That if you people become merciful, then and give me message for this Gaudiya Patrika, then and only then I will be able to serve Prabhupada and establish the aim and objective which is left by you to your idea. Otherwise it will not be possible. So I request you that आज आपने आमा देख के अपना परम उच्च स्थान होते संवाद प्रेरण करो वेर एवर यू आर आई एम नॉट श्योर बट आई नो दैट यू आर वेरी फार अवे फ्रॉम मी एट द सेम टाइम इन अ वेरी टॉप मोस्ट प्लेस सो आई रिक्वेस्ट यू एंड फॉल एट योर टू फीट अगेन एंड प्रे दैट फ्रॉम देयर व्हाट यू शुड डू स्थान होते संवाद प्रेरण करो यू शुड सेंड संवाद it's not a message but I don't know the word, proper word. You can send some message to me. Amra Hua Prakash Koriya Aapna Vaikunth Vartava Akshar Swarthakta Sampadan Kari. Please accept us as a person who can continue this service which was been established by you. We should never ever fall or we should never ever go away from this aim and objective what was been established by you. So that's why I request again and again that please send some messages from there which we can serve in our mansion, become ourselves fortunate as well as give chance to each and every person of this world to become fortunate and fulfill your heartfelt desire. With this, he has completed one of his articles. Actually, now we are having only 3-4 days for our publication. So, today, somebody really requested because they have last day and they have hard day. So, today, we have also mentioned their name. So, they requested, that's why we started. Even the tomorrow is the presidency of Narayana Seva Vigraha Prabhu. So, today, we gave our Pushpanjali of the Narayana Seva somehow or other. So we pray that who is having so much love and affection for his God brother, that in our lifetime we can at least find one person like this with whom also we can have this kind of feeling and trust, love and affection and all these things. So with these words we pray at the lotus feet of Param Gurudev, who is also just by saying this word we can see that how much humility and how much love and affection he is having for his God brother, to whom he always considered non-different from Srila Prabhupada. We pray that they will succeed, that they should be merciful to us, that even a little bit of their conduct we should be able to follow in our lifetime.